Mr. Roger Button, the president of Roger Button and Company Wholesale Hardware, began to run towards Dr. Keene with much less dignity than was expected from a southern gentleman of that picturesque period. "Dr. Keene!" he called. "Oh, Dr. Keene!" The doctor heard him, faced around, and stood waiting, a curious expression settling on his harsh medicinal face as Mr. Button grew near. "What happened?" demanded Mr. Button as he came up in a gasping rush. "What was it? How is she? A boy? Who is it? What—"
"Talk sense," said Dr. Keene sharply. He appeared somewhat irritated.
"Is the child born?" begged Mr. Button. Dr. Keene frowned.
"Why, yes, I suppose so, after a fashion."
Again, he threw a curious glance at Mr. Button. "Is my wife all right?"
"Yes."
"Is it a boy or a girl?"
"Here now," cried Dr. Keene, in a perfect passion of irritation. "I'll ask you to go and see for yourself. Outrageous!"
He snapped the last word out in almost one syllable. Then he turned away, muttering,
"Do you imagine a case like this will help my professional reputation? One more would ruin me, ruin anybody."
"What's the matter?" demanded Mr. Button, appalled. "Triplets?"
"No, not triplets," answered the doctor cuttingly. "What's more, you can go and see for yourself and get another doctor. I brought you into the world, young man, and I've been physician to your family for 40 years. But I'm through with you. I don't want to see you or any of your relatives ever again. Goodbye."
Then he turned sharply and without another word climbed into his phaeton, which was waiting at the curbstone, and drove severely away. Mr. Button stood there upon the sidewalk, stupefied and trembling from head to foot. What horrible mishap had occurred? He had suddenly lost all desire to go into the Maryland Private Hospital for ladies and gentlemen. It was with the greatest difficulty that, a moment later, he forced himself to mount the steps and enter the front door. A nurse was sitting behind a desk in the opaque gloom of the hall. Swallowing his shame, Mr. Button approached her. "Good morning," she remarked, looking up at him pleasantly.
"Good morning. I am Mr. Button."
At this, a look of utter terror spread itself over the girl's face. She rose to her feet and seemed about to fly from the hall, restraining herself only with most apparent difficulty.
"I want to see my child," said Mr. Button.
The nurse gave a little scream. "Oh, of course," she cried hysterically. "Upstairs, right upstairs, go up." She pointed the direction, and Mr. Button, bathed in cool perspiration, turned falteringly and began to mount to the second floor. In the upper hall, he addressed another nurse who approached him, basin in hand.
"I'm Mr. Button," he managed to articulate. "I want to see my clank."
The basin clattered to the floor and rolled in the direction of the stairs. Clank, clank! It began a methodical descent, as if sharing in the general terror which this gentleman provoked.
"I want to see my child!"
Mr. Button almost shrieked. He was on the verge of collapse. Clank! The basin reached the first floor. The nurse regained control of herself and threw Mr. Button a look of hearty contempt.
"All right, Mr. Button," she agreed in a hushed voice. "Very well. But if you knew what a state it's put us all in this morning, it's perfectly outrageous. The hospital will never have a ghost of reputation after—"
"Hurry!" he cried hoarsely. "I can't stand this!"
"Come this way, then, Mr. Button."
He dragged himself after her. At the end of a long hall, they reached a room from which proceeded a variety of howls. Indeed, a room which, in later parlance, would have been known as the crying room. They entered.
"Well," gasped Mr. Button, "which is mine?"
"There," said the nurse.
Mr. Button's eyes followed her pointing finger, and this is what he saw. Wrapped in a voluminous white blanket and partly crammed into one of the cribs, there sat an old man, apparently about 70 years of age.